Hello and welcome to True North, Evie, and thank you for coming back and sticking with me. It has been an incredibly busy year, and it's going to get even busier, but for all the right reasons. So, all the great news coming up that is happening, Manitoba has EV rebates. It is fantastic to hear. Thank you, Premier Wobkanoo. So, with this credit, you are on a new vehicle under $70,000, which I think is right. You get an extra $4,000. So on top of the federal Canadian rebate, that is $9,000 that you can get off the purchase price of vehicle. So you can get into, heck, even a $40,000 vehicle, if there's very many of them out there, you can get into it for $31,000, which is fantastic. The news that I think is even better is that they are giving you a $2,500 EV rebate on used vehicles. I'm not so happy with the years. It's only up to 4 years old, the vehicle. But it's a great start. It is a fantastic start. And I think it's going to help more people get into EVs. The vehicle has to be purchased at a local, well, provincial dealership. So new or used has to be through a dealership. So we do have a few Tesla owners that are upset, but that's okay. And they are also backtracking this. So if you bought a vehicle that qualifies since August of 2023, you will be eligible for this rebate. And MPI, so Manitoba Public Insurance, they are the ones that are going to be, I guess, saying who qualifies, who doesn't qualify. And I think, if I understand correctly, they're going to be the ones sending out the checks, the rebates. So that's fantastic. I love that. Because the best part of this is more manufacturers are going to be bringing vehicles to Manitoba. There are going to be more vehicles available. There's going to be more dealerships that have the vehicles. So if you happen to write off a vehicle, you will be able to find a new electric vehicle that qualifies. So this is going to be great for Manitoba. This is going to be great for Manitoba Hydro because they're going to be selling more electricity, which will actually then justify us expanding, getting into more solar, more wind, into battery banks. The one of the big things that we are at Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association, what we're trying to right now get going, is actually energy management systems. So that means that if you only have 100 amp service, you might be able to then power your EV charger off your dryer plug, off the same circuit. It's controlled electronically. There's people way smarter than me that are dealing with it. But unfortunately, right now, Manitoba Hydro doesn't see any that they recommend on a residential side of it. So that's one of the big things we at Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association is working on trying to get going. Because with this massive expansion, I'm noticing even in a lot of new builds, they're 100 amp panels and you get a 50 amp charger and all of a sudden you can't charge your vehicle. So I think we need to move on that, which I think should be the next big thing that Manitoba government moves along. But this is, when I heard this was amazing. And us at Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association are very thankful for this. I think the one bad and good thing that's coming about this is there's only $5 million put aside. That's, I believe, 1,400 new vehicles can be purchased, new EVs, and they got a two-year commitment to this. I think that 1,400 vehicles is going to be, that money is going to be used up, I'm pretty sure, before the end of the 2 years, which hopefully then justifies putting more money into it. Shows that it's actually working, shows that we can keep money in Manitoba, help out our economy, where, hey, I got family that works in the oil field out in Alberta. I hope they remain gainfully employed, but I also know I want to keep us Manitobans gainfully employed. And instead of sending out the millions and millions of dollars a day for oil, we can keep some of that money here in Manitoba. So, other great news. Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association is going to be at Fort White Center, helping them do their Earth Day event. And then, so that's going to be this Sunday, April 20th, I believe is the correct date. And so the next big thing, actually April 21st, my mistake, a day off. So the next big thing is almost a week later, the following Saturday, so the 27th, Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association is putting on an event in Neepawa, Manitoba, at the Boston Pizza there. And we are going to be showing off a bunch of different vehicles. And actually, WGH TV, which is based out of Brandon, Manitoba, they're going to be there. And we're going to be showing off the chargers that are there, the different vehicles, answering any questions that anybody might have about electric vehicles. Neepawa is a fantastic place, little community right before the national park we have here. And they actually just recently got set up with a bunch of chargers. So they got Tesla chargers. They got Flow chargers. And they got, it's called Free Energy, I believe, Free Energy chargers. So that's going to be, and that's at the Boston Pizza. Those free chargers are going to be at Boston Pizza. It actually is powered, has a battery bank, which then kind of takes the power and then disperses it so that companies don't have to get these massive chargers, massive electric transformers and all that. So definitely cuts costs down while still then providing a level 3 charger. So still providing a high speed charge for minimal cost, which as an association, I would love to see going up into northern Manitoba. I think that's going to be the right move, because then why spend all that money on infrastructure if at this very moment we don't have the vehicles going up there? But we also don't have the vehicles going up there because there isn't the chargers. So we would like to see those going out there. Would love to see the province get on board and actually push those chargers. Be like SAS Power. Maybe Hydro can get in and install those chargers. That would be great to see. I think it would help the tourism going up north and make it more enjoyable for everybody. We actually participated in an event led by an Indigenous group just recently. And actually, the best part about the event is it lost power. They lost power at the convention. And lovely, though, because who stepped up? We had a Hyundai Kona provide lights for it. We had Ford F-150 Lightning provide power to keep the, they were streaming it, so provide a power to keep the laptop and mics, all the sound stuff going. And then there was, I believe it was an Ioniq that was there also providing lights. So it didn't even, it only missed, I think, about 5 minutes of swapping everything over, and that's just fantastic to hear. I love that EVs can step up like that, because you can't bring all these gas vehicles inside to and help keep the power going. It's just not doable if you want everybody to stay alive. So it's awesome to see that were able to step up and help out. So yeah, that was fantastic to be a part of. What else did we do? It's been a lot of stuff going on. We are planning on doing more events in person. And so we do have at Pony Corral here in Winnipeg on Grant. We do have an event coming up. That's going to be in June. And so that's going to be part of their Sunday cruise night. We're going to be the host association for that. So that's going to be pretty awesome. Always a great time there. So that's going to be end of June is when that will be. So what else do we got going on? What's new with Rita? Rita, the Tesla Model X. We've had a little bit of work done on her. Just minor stuff, but mostly comfort stuff. We had to get the window regulator on the driver's side replaced. The window regulator is the part that helps the window go up and down. So that's your essentially electric motor that brings the window up and down. That went, which then the window just never went back up. It would go down a little bit, but not up. So that got replaced, but after that, we then started having some horrible wind noises. So had to then go get, apparently, the weather strip adjusted, and now it's much better. A gentleman who is a part of our association has helped teach me the finer points of driving nicely with the Model X. So getting much better range and energy consumption, way less energy consumption on the Model X for it. So that's great. I'm going a lot farther, being a lot more gentle with it. So that helps. But every once in a while, you still got to let out and have some fun. So yeah, there's that. What else? Finally putting stickers on my vehicle. So I got my sons have introduced me to Eevee, who's a Pokemon character. And so we got some Eevee stickers that we put on Rita. So there's that. I put on some lights underneath the seats so that it's not so dark. And at nighttime, you can turn them on. They're just under the seats, so you just get a little red glow from under the seats. So, but it is all plugged in so that I can easily unplug it if there is any issues coming up because of them. So that's always good. I don't necessarily like to hardwire stuff just because if something goes wrong and you have to take it to get fixed, it's a much bigger problem, and it also adding all this new electrical usage could also create some of the problems. So it's easier to just unplug something and realize that, hey, now that problem's fixed, I'm just not going to plug in that much stuff. So there's that. That is it for now. I do have a couple more projects to do on the Model X. There's new door handle pieces I'm going to be putting on. So it goes from that chrome look to carbon fiber. And I'm going to be adding new parts. When you open the door, there's a little plastic trim piece that I got new ones of, the ones that were on there. We're starting to get broken. I don't know how they broke them, but that was like that when we even bought the vehicle. So going to replace those with new ones that look a lot cleaner and nicer. Hopefully shortly we're going to be replacing our computer from the MCU 1 to the MCU 2, which then allows us much faster internet, will allow us to watch Netflix movies on the main screen. Yeah, so just making our road trips a lot nicer when we're stopping either at night for camping or for charging. So, yeah, much nicer that way. And I think that's it for now. Oh, and then actually the other thing is, so I have a silver Model X. I have Hot Wheels that actually is a 2016, just like my Model X. But it's silver also, but it says Tesla Energy on the side. I believe it's Tesla Energy or just Tesla on the side. But I now have that. So I'm actually going to be looking at getting the decals made out so that I can actually have it matching the Hot Wheels car. So yeah, so that's pretty cool. Oh, I did change over from my winter tires to all-season tires. So I went from 19-inch winter tires to 21-inch all-season tires. But when you change, so you can easily change it in the computer yourself, but apparently that just resets the computer also, or the computer has to do a reset, which was fun because I pulled out of our friend's garage because he was going to do whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'll quickly change this. And then the whole computer does a reset. So, yeah. I don't know if I could have drove. Maybe with it resetting. I didn't actually try. So, but I had to wait. It probably took 3 or 4 minutes to do that full reset. So, that was annoying to begin with. I'm sure once you get used to it and it becomes normal, then it's, you just plan for it. So, but just, I guess, a word of advice is you gotta hit that reset and try to do it in a place that you can just hang out for. Yeah, I think that is all that's coming up, all that has kind of happened. Wow, it's been busy. It's been fantastic. And we're hoping to be doing way more events this year. I think I've said that in the past. And it's just planning. It's we do have now, if you guys want to be a part of Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association, now is the time. We have a bunch of different committees that you could be a part of. Help spread the news, help spread the education on electric vehicles. There's been so much stuff on Facebook, on Instagram, that is just, I don't want to say it's false, but it's twisted and turned so that maybe a situation that created a problem for one person or a few people has become this massive info. Well, heck, you had the Chicago incident where everybody was charging or waiting to charge, and that had to be a cold weather EV deal, so EVs can't be driven in the winter. Well, guess what? I had no issues. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I found the one issue with EVs, or at least Teslas, in the winter, which normally doesn't happen here in Manitoba, is freezing rain. We normally don't get that. That's an Ontario issue. Not our problem. But when you got these frameless windows or frameless doors, the windows like to freeze. So me and my wife has had to start actually carrying old debit cards, old plastic cards that we might have just chucked away before. We have to start carrying them, and we use those to actually get those windows unfrozen. So just quick little swipe across the bottom, and that solves the problem. So there's that. I'm going to stop there, and I know I've told you guys in the past, I'm going to start trying to just do short ones more often instead of leaving it. So we're going to try that out. If you guys do want to get a hold of me, you can reach out to me at EV_North on X. You could reach out to me on Facebook at True North EV. You could shoot me an email at truenorthevpodcast@gmail.com. Or you could reach me at any sort of ways that Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association. If you want to check out Manitoba Electric Vehicle Association, we do meet on Google Meet last Thursday of each month. And then from there, you can sign up on our website, Manitoba EV, EV.com. I should really know this, huh? You can reach out to me at online, or you could sign up for getting all the info of when we are going to be having meetings, because we're going to be doing just once a quarter EV chats. So just so that it's not so much just with doing more in-person events, we figure quarterly might be best. You can check us out at manitobaev.ca. I'm going to put the link in the description. So feel free to reach out to us. And yeah, I thank you guys for sticking with me. Go check out Bodie at Kilowatt Podcast. And actually, he has a new podcast. So if anybody wants to do a podcast that is actually going to be way more successful than me, go check out Bodie's and Rob Dunwood's new podcast, Beyond the Post. Go check that out. And I need to start taking their advice and doing much better with my stuff. So yeah, go check out Bodie and Rob. And yeah, I hope to talk to you guys later. Okay, bye.